The Seattle Office of Civil Rights says there's a growing trend of housing discrimination against people who identify as Muslim. The agency has also found that people of color are treated differently than white people when they try to rent a place to live. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports on race and equity and has the story.
Seattle Office of Civil Rights Director Patricia Lawley says housing discrimination is an insidious problem.
In the city of Seattle, we don't acknowledge our bias. And very often, a landlord may not even be conscious of their implicit bias.
Lawley says her office does trainings to educate landlords about the law, but renters need to be aware as well.
An African-American family, for example, they might be told about the need for their credit history. They may be told that they have to do a criminal history background check.
That's okay if every prospective renter gets the same treatment. It's a problem if they don't. And even those who may be treated differently often don't come forward.
How would they know that the landlord did not show them all of the units that were available? And so they may walk away with disappointment. They may walk away with suspicion. But it typically isn't enough for that person to come into our office. That's why we do testing.
Like in 2016, when the city compared the reports from white housing testers and black housing testers.
In over 60% of those cases, there is some evidence, and it may not be sufficient evidence in which to charge a case, but there is evidence that people are treating an African American differently than they're treating the white tester.
And most recently, the office has seen an increase in housing and other discrimination against people who identify as Muslim. Jasmine Sammy is with the Seattle chapter of the Center for American Islamic Relations. She thinks there's more discrimination toward Muslims than is being reported. In some cases, she says, the discrimination has gone on for years, but people are reluctant to come forward.
We don't want trouble. We found a house. It's a good rent. You know what? If the manager is giving me a hard time because of my parking spot or if they're being mean to me, I just want to live. Let me go.
Of the nearly 200 civil rights cases investigated by the city each year, more than 40% involve housing. Nearly all of them settle. In some cases, there's a monetary award to the victim. For a landlord, being investigated for discrimination can be an expensive problem.
A complaint alone, even if it proves to be unfounded, you're looking at thousands of dollars in legal costs. Just to defend your good name.
Sean Martin is with the Rental Housing Association of Washington. He says it's critical for rental property owners to be very clear about the law and adhere to it.
You always want to put your best foot forward and just try to steer clear of any issues if possible. So, you know, always being proactive in preventing any problems from coming up in the first place is definitely the best way to go.
Martin says they work closely with the city to provide training for rental property owners. Patricia Lawley with the Office of Civil Rights says when landlords do get in trouble, often they're surprised, chagrined, and interested in what they can do to ensure that their application process is fair. It's a start, she says, but moving the needle on discrimination is a challenge that requires more than a legal framework to solve.
We have laws, and we've had some of these laws on the books for many, many years, and yet discrimination continues in the most progressive city in America.
Real change, she says, requires a better understanding about how racism is at work in Seattle. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.
And KUOW has explored why Seattle is so segregated. We posted a link to that story at KUOW on Twitter.